TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
617-779-7937 is your phone number. It's the Christian Arcand Show. We got a full four-hour program here for you tonight. We'll have our 6:30 headlines here in a few minutes, but first let's go to the phone lines. As a lot of you are already jumping in, want to talk trade deadline, we'll start with Mike in the car. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Arcand, what's up, man?
What's up, Mike?
They're going to make a trade here. They're definitely going to make a big splash. They're going to get Ryan. They're going to trade Franklin Arias. They're going to trade Christian Campbell. And they're going to trade the password for Joe Ryan and Joan Duran. And they're going to follow up, get their pitching all taken care of in one move.
Okay, thanks for the call, Mike. I'll tell you now, that's not going to be the return for Joe Ryan. If Joe Ryan even gets traded, which he probably won't. I think that Joe Ryan, the Twins just took a look at this team. They will ask for Jaron Duran for Ryan, probably. They would ask for him. It doesn't cost you a lot, cost controlled for another year or two. The Twins, I don't think, are like a blow-it-up-and-start-over teardown type of team. They're not the Orioles. They're not the White Sox. They're not the Rockies. They're not the Nationals, all right? Like, they're not one of the Pirates. Like, they're not one of those teams. They're bad, and their offense sucks. But they strike me as a team that would want MLB-ready players. Tampa Bay Rays, same thing. I kind of put the Rays and the Twins in that same bucket, you know? Couple of teams that have talent and have potential, but are probably not going to have anything really going for them here this season. And looking to next season, but not looking necessarily to blow it up. Not looking necessarily to start over and just trade away and get out from under money. The Rays with Yandy Diaz, for example, according to several reports, Tampa Bay doesn't want prospects for him. They want a major league ready player for Yandy Diaz. And I think that that's a little bit what's going, like, there's so many teams that are still alive and so few actual dead in the water, pick the carcass clean type of crap teams out there. There's only a handful of those and there's only so much meat on their carcasses, you know? So like that to me, is this what we're seeing right now? Like the Padres interested in Jaron Duran, the Tampa Bay Rays trading Yandy Diaz but wanting something back, something, a major league player, a capable player coming back in the deal if they're going to move him. I think this is just sort of the next natural evolution of an expanded playoff and a very late in the season trade deadline. I just think that this was the way it was bound to happen, with those factors kind of contributing to the idea of, okay, we all want to try and get the good players off the bad teams, but once that runs out, then what do? Well, then you start looking around the league at teams that are still alive technically, but not really, or maybe teams that are right there with you in the same boat that you are, but have a logjam at a certain position and need some help somewhere else and are willing to sit down at the table and make a move that benefits everybody. Not a lot of those examples. There just aren't. And a lot of things come and factor into it as well, like service time, like cost control, et cetera, and that adds or subtracts value to a potential trade. But I think that generally, like, this shouldn't be a surprise. But I do think expecting the Twins to want to give up Joe Ryan for three prospects, one of whom was at the major league level this year and got sent back down to the minors, and two other minor leaguers. Good ones, not great ones. We're not talking about top prospects. Christian Campbell, I don't know where he ranks right now in terms of like prospects in the majors. I'd imagine it's probably taking a hit, although he has heated up lately. He has been heating up lately in Worcester, hitting some taters lately, I saw. Maybe building back up some of that trade value. You know who's got a ton of trade value right now? Jarren Duran. Jarren Duran is probably maxing out in terms of trade value for this season anyway, right now, this week. And you can take that however you want. I saw Jones being like, I can't believe people wanted to actually trade Jarren Duran. Yeah, right. Well, do you see the rest of the season that he's been having? Like, and not only that, have you seen what Roman Anthony's doing? Have you seen what Sedan Rafael is doing? Have you seen the other outfielders on this team? Some pretty good ones. Willy Abreu, you've seen the year he's having? Like, it's not just wanting to get rid of Duran. It's trying to make the team better in places where they are lacking. And I think it's pretty obvious at this point that while 13 runs against the Twins is nice, they still need some offense, and they absolutely need another arm or two in the rotation, and so does everybody else. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do to stand out? It's going to have to be more than the password and Christian Campbell and who was the other guy he said? I don't even remember. Who was the first prospect he said?
I couldn't even tell you, but that's how irrelevant it is.
I mean, maybe. But that's, you know what I mean? Like, that's Red Sox fans and all fans of all teams, I think, have a real bad habit of looking at their prospects and overvaluing them to the point where then when you start talking about potential moves and trades, it's like you're speaking two different languages. I don't know if the front office is doing that, but if those are the kind of offers that they're making, then potentially, yes. Also, according to Sean McAdam, the Padres offered a starting pitcher, a catching prospect, and another prospect, and the Red Sox laughed them off the phone. So maybe there's a whole bunch of delusion floating around this trade deadline right now. It's entirely possible. Let's go to our good friend Jake in Boston, who has been avoiding me. Jake, where you been, buddy?
It's baseball season. You're not on the air as much.
That's true. I'm not. It's a good point. What's up, Jake?
Quick point on the deadline, and I do want to get to Will Campbell here for a minute. But despite you being a faux moralist, Aroldis Chapman has been maybe the best acquisition that Craig Breswell has had this year. So
definitely,
if this team wants to really cheap it up at the deadline, doesn't want to spend money, there's a former Cy Young winner named Trevor Bauer who's got a 2.59 ERA in Japan right now who you could bring home for like an MLB minimum salary.
Are you serious? Isn't he getting knocked around in Japan? I thought he was getting crushed out there in Mexico or something. Wasn't Bauer not doing well? I thought Bauer was not doing well. 2.95 ERA?
2.59 ERA.
Serious question, Jake. Do you think they can do better? You think they can't do better than Trevor Bauer right now?
They don't want to. That's not my problem. They don't want to.
Okay.
Like, they're too cheap. I would be shooting for schemes given all the assets you got. Now, on to the Patriots here, because Will Campbell's getting killed at camp right now. And even worse, it seems like Cole Strange, this bust of all busts, is now sitting here backup center on the depth chart after today, getting moved around from guard because of this rookie that's doing pretty well right now. So here's a problem. And this is, you thought Coldplay was bad. The Patriots may be even worse. So Cole's fiance Mallory is on the cheerleading squad. And since the Patriot players can't stop co-mingling with them, are they going to keep Cole Strange just to appease the cheerleaders at this point? Because Cole Strange, as your first-round pick, is sitting here in the biggest year of his deal to be backup guard or backup center right now, that is an absolute disaster. And then lastly, Christian, I don't want to ignore, for all the ownership faux pas going on in this city right now, the Revolution had both of their fan supporter groups who are basically cosplaying incels issue like self-important statements in the last 24 hours expressing their shame on the organization. They don't call out ownership. They don't call out the team president. It's the softest thing I've ever seen. They are so petrified of doing so because their World Cup tickets are all that they've got going for them right now. They are the most pathetic group of people in this town right now because, you know, Manchester U, this happens overseas. They actually, you know, they basically borderline January 6th the whole thing over Super League. The Revs just put out an Instagram statement. Oh, we're so sorry. Like, we're bad. Ownership needs to do something.
Okay, Jake, thanks for the call. Thank you very much. I don't care that much about the – I let you go on a long time there. And the reason why I let him go on so long is because I wanted to look up Trevor Bauer's stats in Japan just because – I saw like a tweet a couple of weeks ago, or maybe it was a month or something. I forget, but it was Trevor Bauer, and he was just getting tattooed in Japan. I just entered into Google Trevor Bauer Japan stats, and the AI overview, our AI overlords, spat this at me. Trevor Bauer stats in Japan's Nippon Professional Baseball with the Yokohama Dina Bay Stars show a mixed performance. In 2023, his ERA was 2.76, but in 2025, his ERA is 4.17. 4.17 in the Japanese League. Combine them both together, that's a 3.79 ERA.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
AI says Bauer demonstrates the ability to strike out batters on occasion, but has also been hit hard at times. His current performance in Japan is not seen as a path back to Major League Baseball.
Sounds just like someone the Breslow bot would want, Arcan.
I mean, potentially. Let's put all the other stuff aside. And for him calling me a moralist, absolutely I was with Aroldis Chapman. But it wasn't just a moral thing. Aroldis Chapman the last, like, 5 to 6 years hasn't really been all that good. This year, if you look at his stat, go to his baseball reference page. He hasn't had a year like this since 2016. In 2016, that's when he put up numbers similar to this, and that was 9 years ago. And in the 8 years in between, he turned into a walk machine. He bounced all over the place. He was pitching for the Pirates. Like, he was basically on his way out the door, and I didn't see the point in going out there and guaranteeing him a bunch of money. I'll admit, I was totally wrong. And part of it was, you're right, Jake, part of it was morals and me not liking the guy. But there was also a baseball aspect to that, too. And I think there's a baseball aspect to this thing with Trevor Bauer here as well. Whether you want to say the guy got railroad, whatever, I don't agree with that, but fine. I mean, if that's your opinion on it, fine. He's in the Japan League with a 4-something ERA. Like, no thanks. I think we can do better than that. Let's try EJ in East Boston. Go ahead, EJ.
Hey, Arcan. So is it fair to say that you're on the side of, unless you have a blue chip prospect like a Roman Anthony, then absolutely trade them all for proven talent?
Trade all the prospects, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, obviously not all of them, but you'd be comfortable giving up your number 3 prospect, your number 6 prospect, your number 9 prospect for a Sandy Alcantara, Joe Ryan?
Joe Ryan, yes. Sandy Alcantara, no. Daniel Cabrera, his teammate, maybe I would, but I'm out on Alcantara. I don't trust him. I don't trust him since the injury, coming back from that injury. Not a guy I would want to get mixed up with.
That's fair. So my larger point is, wasn't the whole point of the Chaim Bloom's and the Craig Breslow's to operate more like Andrew Freeman with the Dodgers? And if so, the Dodgers routinely always have top prospects, good international free agent signings, and they're able to continue to move these prospects for proven talent. You would think Craig Breslow would be okay with having to get uncomfortable if a deal were to include a Christian Campbell, if it was worthwhile, because wouldn't you say the whole point of this nerd operations and all the money they put into baseball operations and player development and driveline is to find these guys in the third, fourth round of the draft and develop them into top 100 guys and get these international signings. If you want to be like the Dodgers, be like the Dodgers.
Yeah, EJ, I think you're certainly onto something there. And in the international market, the Red Sox have definitely come up short here, and that goes back to Chaim Bloom. That's another thing that costs money, you know, it just does. That being said, the Dodgers spend. That's the big difference. Dodgers will go out there and outspend everybody, or they'll figure out a way to get the stars and defer the money or whatever it is that they're doing. The Red Sox are not anywhere close to making those kind of commitments. All right, we're way late, but let's get to it right now. It's time for our 6:30 headlines.
This is 6:30 headlines.
All right, here's some headlines for you, and they all involve the Boston Red Sox. Well, not the Boston Red Sox, but Major League Baseball. That is for sure. In fact, I believe we have some breaking news.
We do?
Yeah, hit the sounder. Thomas, we've got breaking news.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program.
This is breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by the BetMGM Network. For all your betting needs, check out the newly rebranded BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app or locally on WEEI AM 850.
All right, here's your breaking news. The Phillies closing in on acquiring Joan Duran from the Twins. Sources tell Ken Rosenthal. Not a done deal yet, so maybe I jumped the gun a little bit here with the breaking news, but that was a potential target for the Red Sox, a guy that was being talked about a lot, a guy who I thought got traded in the middle of the game yesterday, or maybe it was Monday. What was the game where he started like hugging everybody in the bullpen?
It was yesterday.
Was that yesterday?
Yeah, he grabbed his teammates' cheeks.
Right? Yeah, there was a little butt grab there, a little slap-ass, which, you know, there's nothing wrong with a little slap-ass in the locker room. Unless you take it too far like Christian Wilkins. But, like, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. And they were out there. I mean, he was out there. Duran was hugging his teammates, you know, grabbing a little booty cheek. And I thought getting ready to go get traded somewhere. Looks like now he will be headed to the Philadelphia Phillies. They're close to acquiring him, although I guess it is not yet official. However, that seems like a likely place for him to go. And if the Twins are trading Duran, then I'd expect there to be a few more dominoes to drop there. I'm still not convinced that Joe Ryan's going anywhere. As much as I love him on the Red Sox, I just think that they're going to ask way too much for Joe Ryan and that the Red Sox will ultimately balk. Maybe another team out there will do what it takes to get him, but I have a feeling that's not going to happen. I guess we'll see. Time will tell. But I can tell you that these things all definitely did happen today. And that would be several trades in the majors. For example, the Reds getting Ke'Bryan Hayes from the Pittsburgh Pirates. Horrible bat there from Hayes. Great glove, though. Kind of an iffy move. Their OPS they've been getting at third base this year is not much lower than what Hayes has given you anyway. So maybe a change of scenery for him over there in Cincinnati will help. The Reds, by the way, as I said, a team that's been hovering around 500 most of the year in a very competitive NL Central. And they're trying to maximize this window that they have. I heard Will Fleming talking about this today. They have a great young pitching staff. With Abbott and all those kids and Ellie De La Cruz and a bunch of fun players on that team. Are they able to compete with the Brewers and the Cubs right now? Probably not, but they're working towards it. They're working towards doing that. The New York Yankees picking up a platoon outfielder from the White Sox, Austin Slater, crushes lefties. He's kind of going to be their version of Rob Refsnyder right now, and that's a reactionary move, I would think, to Aaron Judge going down with an injury. And the Angels, for some reason, I don't know why they're making trades, but they traded for a couple of relievers. One of them, Luis Garcia, who the Red Sox traded for at the last deadline for four no-name prospects. And Garcia, if you'll remember, made 15 appearances, had an ERA in the eights, got DFA'd by the Dodgers this year, picked up by the Nationals, and then traded away. He also isn't very good this year. The Angels also got Andrew Chafin. He's pretty good. The prospects they gave up are basically nothing. So there you go. That's what's going on in Major League Baseball right now. We'll get you caught up on any other trades that get made here over the course of the evening. We will keep you abreast of all the goings-on here, rumors, trades, reports, all that stuff. And hopefully, the Red Sox make some kind of move. I don't want them to wait till tomorrow. I don't want to sweat this out all day tomorrow. And I definitely don't want to go on the air all pissed off tomorrow because they didn't do anything. One more headline. And that is former WWF CEO Vince McMahon cited for reckless driving in a Connecticut highway crash. McMahon allegedly rear-ended a BMW on a Connecticut highway with debris hitting a third vehicle. This happened on a highway in Westport. McMahon, who is 78 years old, cited for reckless driving, following too closely in his Bentley. He hit a BMW with his Bentley. The impact sent both cars into a wooden guardrail. Debris from the crash flew into oncoming traffic where it struck a third vehicle traveling the other way. I want to say this first and foremost. My mother is from Connecticut. I am a big fan of the state of Connecticut. I hate driving in Connecticut. I hate it. You never know when some 78-year-old wrestling icon is going to rear end you. You never know what's going to happen. I hate that you can't pass on the right. I hate that everyone's in it's different. Like, I always defend the way people drive in Boston and how they drive aggressively. The way people drive in Connecticut, and again, I'm sorry to you people in Connecticut because I do have a lot of love for you, but I hate the way you drive. And it's not even really so much you driving because a lot of people pass through Connecticut. So I'm not even going to blame Connecticut for this. People are going through Connecticut to get to Boston, to get to New York, to get to Providence, to get to wherever. All right? You know, there's a lot of different places you can go, and some people are going to Connecticut from those places for whatever reason it may be. It just seems like this type of thing, like, driving in Connecticut's the worst. Driving on the highway in Connecticut, oh, boy. Oh, God. And I had to do, you know, we had to do it a lot. My grandparents were living there in a little town called Winstead, which I love. And there's a restaurant there called The Tributary, which I also love. It had batting cages and stuff. Me and my cousins used to go there. I'm telling you, I love Connecticut. But if I never have to drive in that state again, it will be entirely too soon. And by the way, tough week for the WWF, wouldn't you say? We lose the Hulkster and Vince McMahon's out there rear-ending people. Although technically he's not involved with WWE anymore and also is a pretty horrible guy, right? I mean, we all sort of saw those same things and that whole court case and that whole thing. How about that documentary, too, by the way, the Vince McMahon documentary? Did you watch that?
No, but I really want to watch the new one that came out. It's like the behind the scenes of the WWE on Netflix.
Okay, that may be the one I'm thinking of then, because that was the one with like Vince's like mainly...
This one just came out yesterday.
Oh, it's a new one. Okay, never mind.
But yeah, so I saw this clip where like Shane McMahon was crying. He was like, I just want my dad's respect. And his dad was like, my kid's a bum.
Not surprising. And they did all that stuff for the camera, but the real bad stuff he was doing behind the scenes with like his employees and things like that, like pretty bad. Pretty bad stuff. Anyway, those are your headlines there at 6:30. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we have the latest on Major League Baseball trade deadline intel. I just gave you a list of all the deals that got executed today, including one that's very close to being done there. Duran going to the Phillies. That's Johan Duran, by the way. That's been
confirmed. Twins and Phillies deal is agreed upon.
Okay.
Right-hander Mick Abel and catcher Eduardo Tate are going to the Minnesota Twins for closer Duran.
Mick Abel and Eduardo Tate, not familiar with them. Be interested in seeing where they ranked in the Phillies prospects list if you want to take a look at that, Thomas. We can see what the going rate for a closer like Duran is because he's probably the biggest name to get traded so far here. Yeah, I think I would. Ryan McMahon, maybe. I don't know. Rosario. Like, I'd say this guy's right up there. This guy is a top closer in the majors, and he is now on his way to the Philadelphia Phillies. The trade deadline tomorrow at 4 o'clock. We got trades happening left and right. We'll get to some intel for you right after this.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles. rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.